Cloak and Swagger, Podcast 13.
13th episode. We were having a bit of a chit-chat about what we're going to call this when we had, like Friday 13.
Unlucky 13. Unlucky for some.
Maybe something like that. Someone said something about my virginity being lost at the age of 13.
Well, to a dinner lady.
Apparently.
At the age of 13. I mean, what is the number 13 famous for? It is
being unlucky.
And the beginning of being a teenager, because you go from 12 to boom, 13. I was so excited about turning 13.
My titties came out.
I was... They're still out. No, literally, button up your top. It's embarrassing. I remember being excited to turn 13, because then I could call myself a teenager.
Yeah. And you're kind of like... You're not going on like bike rides anymore. You know what I mean? I thought that was always like the sentiment of being a kid to being a teen. When you're a kid, you used to love going on bike rides. When you're a teen, you don't want to go on bike rides anymore. You want to stay in and just go hang out with mates and stuff.
You don't want to do anything that could damage your rep.
Yeah.
That's when you start...
I had like zero rep.
Yeah. I mean, same.
Minor. Minimal figures.
Minimal. 0.01 on the approval ratings. But yeah, here we are, 13 episodes in.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have in store for our lovely listeners today?
We are going to be talking about guilty pleasures today.
Nice.
Are there any foods that we eat that we can get you guys to eat as well?
That's true. I know you've got some. Sometimes I look at your plate and I'm like, wow, are you really going to eat that? And then you start eating it. And then I have a bit and I'm like, damn. That's good.
We are also going to be talking about our favourite cartoon. We've talked a lot about cartoons.
Major Lazer.
Major Lazer made a cartoon and it's freaking awesome.
Cartoons are so good. Do you know what? We do watch a lot of cartoons.
We watch a lot of cartoons.
But that's because when you get a good cartoon, it's great and almost better than like an average sitcom.
And the soundtrack is so tight.
I mean, the soundtrack is insane. Let's put in a bit of the soundtrack.
It's me, man. I am your weed man's weed man. If you're looking for cheese, man, I got everything you need, man. Sour diesel, purple haze, every kind I breed, man. Don't mess with none of my seeds, man. I'm quick to make a bitch bleed, man. I'm the weed man.
I met a dog that's smarter than me, so remember about that.
Oh, what
that
a
actually
night.
Was a true story that happened on Wednesday.
Oh, what a night.
And
can't wait to get onto that.
He owned my masculinity.
He
so,
owned the room.
Yeah, he was a don. So we're going to talk about Max later today. And
we're also going to touch a bit on why do people look better when they have pets? People go up in my estimation if they are a dog owner. I don't know if it's like being jealous of them having a dog and I want one, like, or the fact that it's just awesome and cool that they've got this like fan club with a tail that follows them around. Anyway, we're going to talk about that. There have also been some scientific studies that prove that dogs make men hotter, and we're going to touch on that later too.
But first up, here's a track.
Yeah. guilty. Stop making me laugh.
We're trying to record the intro bit for this section, and Abba's stomach keeps interrupting because she's so hungry, because we're going to talk about food, so she's just rumbling with it.
The sacrifices I make for my art. I'm fasting right now.
Her mouth's watering. As in, her stomach's rumbling. We're talking about food, and she can't handle it.
Okay, this section is about...
Guilty pleasures. So we're talking about guilty pleasures with food, not music, just to kind of put that into perspective. And I think, Abba, you should kick off because you're the hungriest and your belly's rumbling.
Okay, so, my favourite guilty pleasure in the food world is... Okay, you know what? I'm not even going to call myself a guilty pleasure enthusiast as much as I'm going to call myself a food hacker. Yeah, I'm bringing to you food hacking innovations that you can take home and you can try today.
Okay, let's see if this actually is a hack.
This is okay.
Some sort of weird food thing.
This is good. Okay, so one, start with a packet of instant noodles. Standard flavor chicken, usually.
8p Tesco value.
No, not supermarket own brand, okay? I've got to make that very clear. They can be cheap as you like, but preferably Maggi, Cora, you know, some kind of like Asian brand. It's got to have, if it can have Asian writing on it, the better. Whack your noodles in the pan, boom, done. Next ingredient, Frankfurters, okay? Pull one out, cut it along lengthways. Cut along lengthways the other way. Chop it into 1 centimeter wide kind of cubes. Whack those into the boil. Within 3 minutes, you're going to have a complete meal. Carb rich, protein rich, and colourful. You've got the yellow noodles and the yellow broth. And then these pinky red little chunks of salty, meaty goodness. Abba's guilty pleasure, done.
Wow. I kind of want to try those, but... I thing about Frankfurters is they come in a can, they're sausage meat, and you can eat them cold.
Wait, no, hang on. I'm not talking about the ones that come in a can. I'm talking about the ones that come
cooked,
in a packet.
They?
Yes, they
are. I know, Frankfurters is a weird...
It's like a hot dog, basically.
And those will last for years. Yeah, they're like what is that?
It's meat that's like... Well, I mean, is it meat?
Mechanically reclaimed?
Oh, that sounds... That sounds like some kind of sex torture.
Who put those mechanically reclaimed... I can't even say it right. Mechanically reclaimed meat is a phrase that... I don't think those words ever meant to be next to each other, did they?
Especially in terms of something that you then consume. Yeah, that's weird. No, I think that Frankfurters is like... Well, my brother once told me that it's pig butts grinded up and mixed up in salt.
Just butts.
Just to put me off it. But I mean,
didn't put you off it, did it?
It didn't work.
Honey, that butt.
Pig butts taste good. I mean, they clean them, obviously, before they frankfurterize them. But, I mean, they're hot dogs. We don't question what's in the hot dog.
Don't ask what's in your chicken nuggets.
Exactly, just eat them.
Just eat those nuggets.
And they're fine. I mean, I can't even prove that broccoli is real broccoli. No one, I didn't see it cut from the ground.
Yeah, but what else would broccoli be?
I don't know, maybe it was grown in a test tube or something. Or cloned from another broccoli. That broccoli may not even have touched soil for all I know.
That's a good question. Can you clone vegetables? Sorry, is that a stupid question?
Yeah. That's how they made oranges that don't have seeds. No, I lie. Blood oranges. That's how they made blood oranges.
What? That's not a natural... The blood orange is not a natural orange.
No, I think it's just been like... They just keep cloned... They cloned it from something else.
I think that you're using the wrong adjective, the like word. Didn't they like...
They made it in a lab, basically. It wasn't like a seed.
The blood orange came from a lab.
I think so, yeah. I mean, don't quote me on this. We might have to do a bit of a...
No research.
Yeah, another no research classic from Cloned and Swagger.
No research fact. Blood oranges were cloned.
From what?
That's what you said.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, get with the program. You see who I have to work with?
No, but like, what would they have been? I'm questioning my own logic. I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to. You should be grateful that I'm like not just, you know, spouting these out like Donald Trump and like not even challenging myself.
That's true.
I'm willing to challenge myself.
It's good.
Okay, what's your
guilty
pleasure?
You're constantly learning. On the Frankfurters, just a real quick one. When I was a kid, my kid meal, which I would never eat today, we're talking about guilty pleasure with food, but for me, I think my palate's hopefully developed a little bit.
Has it?
Was white rice, the tomato sauce that you get for pasta, with a cut up Frankfurters on the top and then sweet corn like over that, and I would just devour that. That was like my idea of food heaven.
See, you were dissing me.
But disgusting now. I wouldn't eat that.
You wouldn't eat that now. What about like for nostalgia purposes? Like when you watch like, you know, Power Rangers or Captain Planet and you're like, oh, memories.
I just don't know if it would be that tasty.
Really? Okay, fair.
My housemate introduced me to having spaghetti bolognese at home with white pasta and a side portion of French fries, which blew my mind a while ago. So now I'm making curry with rice, peshwari naan.
Damn.
And a side portion of chips.
All in. How many types of carb is that?
That's like a four. It's like a three or four carber.
You are going to need to nap following that meal.
Big time.
Nap and fart.
Farty naps.
Napping and a farting.
That's what I do best.
That could be your like dating profile tagline.
So yeah, guilty pleasures.
Napping and a farting. What about fast food guilty pleasures? I'm going to take us on a trip down memory lane, although you weren't there, so it's more like my memory lane. But anyway, once coming back from a night out, you know how it is when you're like drunk and you're like, oh, I just need all the fatty, salty foods in my mouth and feel better about myself. Walked into some like chicken shop on Camden High Street with my friend, and we looked at the board, you know, every little meal was numbered, and I was like, I want them all. None of them could like satisfy me on their own. So there I am, like leaning on the counter, like counting my change, drunken mess. And I just literally, I'm like, I really want hot wings, because that's a given. Like, I love hot wings. Who doesn't? Fried chicken, chili, skin, crispy, crunchy, greasy goodness. Obviously a portion of those. Then out the corner of my eye, I spot spare ribs. Now, spare ribs aren't what you'd normally go for.
I know they sell those in Morley's. They sell those in Morley's spare
like,
ribs.
Oh, ribs.
Because they're weird, though. They're weird.
It's
man.
Weird.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's so sweet. It's all sugar.
It is weird, but I wanted them. So I was like, okay, boom. Get in a number 10 as well. And then I was like, oh, is that enough? Is there anything more that I want? I was really hungry. I think I'd been drinking all day, possibly, like, and I'd skipped some major meals. So then I was like, oh, just throw in like a two-piece chicken meal for good measure.
Damn.
And I was sharing.
With no one.
No, I was sharing with my shadow. No, I was sharing.
I eat in front of the mirror.
I was sharing with a friend. Anyway, like, tuck into the hot wings, get two in. I'm like, boom, try the spare ribs, get onto the spare ribs. I mean, they're a bit sinewy. They're not like the finest spare ribs. I think when I saw the word spare ribs, I immediately had a vision of like the best ribs I'd ever tasted.
Meat falling off the
and
bone.
I was like, those will be them. And obviously they weren't.
No.
And then, yeah, I don't even think I made it to the two-piece chicken. But you must have some guilty pleasure experiences from the fast food world. You've like done freestyle combos at McDonald's.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
I have a really tight McDonald's order that I do. It's not really so much guilty pleasure as opposed to kind of an act of genius.
Okay.
So I developed this a couple of years ago after thinking a lot about what I wanted to get at McDonald's. So I go in and I get two Happy Meal boxes, right?
Nice.
Because the Happy Meal box is like £3.50 or something, right? So it's about £6 for two. You get a cheeseburger, chicken nuggets, you get two fries, and you get two drinks. You get an orange juice and a Coke. You have the Coke while you're in McDonald's, and then you have the orange juice to take away with you in the little packet, right? And you get two toys, all for £6.
Genius.
Sick.
Share with a friend.
You got to make sure that when you ask the assistant to give you two different toys.
Do you think that you are still a child in many ways, both mentally and physically?
Why
obviously.
Do you bring that up?
I mean, Happy Meals? I mean, don't get me wrong, because you do suit the fashion that comes in those boxes, I'm not going to lie. But it's just, it is funny that, like, because you could just, like, get bigger sized food portions for like the same price.
Yeah, but then this way I've got a chicken nugget, McDonald's burger.
Right, okay.
The medium fries pretty much, and two drinks.
It's like a McDonald's.
And two toys. I don't understand why you wouldn't get that.
Do you know what you've just made? You made a McDonald's tapas.
Do they still do filet fish?
Yeah, of course. It's for the pescatarians out there.
For the pescatarians who
they do
their
fry
fix.
It in the same oil as the chicken nuggets though, so.
Oh shit, yeah, I probably do that.
I'm not actually sure about that, but they probably would.
You just made that up.
I think
zero
I
research fact.
Well, do you know what? One day you should open a McDonald's franchise.
Apparently, it's a guaranteed way to become a millionaire in 4 years to open a franchise from McDonald's.
What?
Yeah, but right, okay, you basically, statistically, you will guarantee to become a millionaire.
Why haven't we done that?
Because the buy-in's really expensive.
So, Kickstarter. Okay, guys,
what
listen.
What kicks us to get a franchise?
What if you could go to the very first ever McDonald's that plays sick music? I'm talking about like the latest hip-hop, electro, techno, house, whatever beats all the time. Me and Corella behind the counter, souped up in some sick threads. None of that uniform stuff. We get celebrities on a rotation to take over the till and or the fryer.
Why would they be good at till work?
I don't know. We're just there to attract people, create footfall.
I think we could do... That's a good concept, isn't it? You could do a cool McDonald's.
A cool McDonald's.
Cool McDonald's.
Where remixing recipes is encouraged, not frowned upon.
Mm. I always think McDonald's missing out on an absolute win here. Just get them to do the stuff with Deliveroo. Imagine Deliveroo came and picked up orders from McDonald's. How many people right now would be ordering McDonald's delivery?
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Stupid.
All right, guys. We've got some things to work on while we play this next one.
Smarter than Corral. I want to just caveat that some. I'm not going to say all, but definitely a few out there smarter than me.
And some I've got, to most.
Some most.
I'm joking.
I definitely, it's not most. Maybe like at least, maybe less than half.
Less than half.
Few.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't
some
know.
Some hesitation on your side.
I'm pretty confident.
Okay, go.
I have met dogs that are less smart than me, but I have met some that are smarter, so.
That is fair.
That's fair. I met a dog on Wednesday called Max, and he is a genius.
He's so smart. You can literally like say to him, like, speak softly, Max, and then he goes, oh, and starts talking.
The funny thing is about that dog is like he's just like he's a bit bored of it after a while. He's just like, yeah, I can do that. Like, let's not keep doing it.
Well, am I a one-trick pony?
Yeah, he's actually got that level of intelligence with understanding that. Oh, it's a bit silly.
You can ask him to, like, find people. So you can get someone to, like, hide under a blanket, like Corral, and be like, Max, where's Corral? And then he'll, like, run up to the blanket and, like, sniffing around and then, like, you know, reveal Corral, and it's amazing. And also, if you're all standing in a room and you say someone's name, like, Max, where's blah? He'll run up to the person and jump on them and be like, there they are.
He's associated other names with different beings. So he knows that I'm called Corral.
Yeah.
And if you say that word to him, you can go find them.
I mean, he is smart, and you know, if you're a dog owner, then you're probably like, psh, my dog does this, whatever. We don't have dogs, okay? So were easily impressed. And I think for, you know, for Karel in particular, it was a tough journey home, being like a single man, you know, and realizing that the dog's monopolizing all the female attention in the room.
There was this one moment in particular, all me and two guys were outside in the kind of like balcony. We looked, it was drizzling as well. We looked inside, Max, center sofa, surrounded by a bevy of like six gorgeous women, all talking about him. And he's just looking up at us going, I fucking bossed it, boys. He flipped it. He alpha mailed it. So we're outside and he's on the sofa.
Wow.
So hats off to you, Max. It's kind of a bit disheartening when you realise that an animal's smarter than you.
Or that an animal's more popular than you.
And better, you know, just better.
Animals are like literally having their heyday. You know, there's like, I mean, we mentioned it before, but you can get an agent for your pet just to like, you know, manage their, you know, career, because they've got all these like, you know, Instagram followers, like social media. There are famous dogs on Snapchat, I've recently been told.
Had Boo, the little
don't
dog.
Talk shit about Boo. I love Boo.
You had his calendar. We bought his merchandise.
I have his book. I have all of his books. He's a great, great writer. But yeah, no, I mean, it's peak pet madness, really.
As well. So it's peak pet madness.
I think it's also important, though, like, to understand that there is research behind this. Like, pets make people hotter. Obviously, it's a certain type of pet, mainly dogs. We don't want any of your, like, albino rats or, like, skin-shedding snakes up in her. But they did this thing. It was either Match.com or eHarmony, one of the major online dating sites. And they did a study of the most clicked on male profile photos and female profile photos. And they found that the male profile photos with the most clicks were photos of men with dogs.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is weird, isn't it? Having a photo with you with the pet will mean that someone else is going to click on your profile.
Women like it.
Doesn't
women
even have
like
to be your
it.
Animal.
I mean, I think this is like, yeah.
What about men with babies and stuff? I always heard that. Actually, probably on a dating website it's too much, but in public.
Yeah.
Or if you knew of a guy that you liked and just saw him with a kid, and that's probably quite a big plus point. Because there's that thing, isn't there? Like, women want... I mean, why would a woman find a man more attractive if there's a photo of a dog there? What is that saying about him?
I think it's basically like all women who like dogs want to get to play with the dog. And it's like, if you're dating a guy with a dog, then you get to play with one.
Oh, I thought it was deeper than that. I thought it was a woman seeing that and going, that man is caring, he can look after another being, so he's got an element of
that's
actually
true.
Being a grown up.
Actually, do you know what? Yeah, that probably makes
maybe
Abba's sense.
Thinking, oh my god, you have a car, we can go for drive throughs together.
I'm basic. I guess if you have a dog, then it's like, oh, you're responsible,
you can love another being,
you know, exactly, you can love and be loved, and you can clean up after someone else.
And yeah, exactly, which implies you can clean up after yourself.
Yes. Maybe you have to be extra tidy as a pet owner because you're cleaning up for two.
Oh, to be fair, I've been to some pet owners' houses and it's been like, you know, you sit down on their sofa and there's hair everywhere.
Actually, to be fair, I've been to your house and found cat
poos.
Yeah,
that, God, that's disgusting.
Rogue cat poos.
Oh, thanks for telling everyone about that.
Oh, that's okay. It's not your fault. I mean, it's the cats.
I hate that.
And your bad training. But I'm joking. What about if you saw a girl's profile and she had a dog? Because interestingly enough, the study didn't bring out the same results the other way around.
I think if I saw, it depends on the dog completely. If I saw a girl with a dog and it looked like one of those like handbag fluffy dogs, I would just think, oh, she's taken a part of her personality and then put that into an animal, and I don't think I can handle this. She looks like a bit of a, you know, high maintenance kind of girl.
Yeah.
Which I'm not about. So I think it would flip it and be the other way around for me. If she had like a big fuck off dog, I would think, shit, that dog is going to own me.
Yeah.
So again, I don't want to be the beta male to that dog. So you know what? Personally for me, zero pet. If she had a cat, I'd probably like that.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You'd like a cat.
It's very. What would you do if you're a cat lover though, or a dog lover?
Yeah.
If we have, you need to have a photo of both animals, maybe.
You could get a really cool picture with like your cat on your head, like a hat.
That's good.
And then just be like, yeah, me and my cat.
Just
but like
out.
The cat might not cooperate. Interestingly enough, same study.
Uh-huh.
The most clicked on women's profiles, and I'm guessing like within the studies, like an assumption that they were looking at like
let me guess,
men
let me
seeking
guess.
Women women seeking men. So just for the record.
Like, so this is what do guys click on for a woman's profile?
Yes.
I would assume it would be something like them on holiday or bikini. Because I genuinely think so. Or...
Really?
So a lot of girls' profiles are like photos of them like just about to go out and stuff. You know what? A photo where you can see reveals skin or something like that.
Wow, okay. Because you're shallow.
Speaking for my sex, but yes. Because it does work.
So you're thinking the more of the bod that you can see, the more you're going to like the lady.
If you can see some of her like...
So a full frontal bikini shot, you would click on that. You wouldn't think like, oh, that's a bit...
Clearly, girls who've got a bikini shot on their profile, any dating website, are definitely going to get clicked on.
Yeah.
Completely, completely serving the market what it wants.
Interesting. Well,
am I right?
You're not right.
Wow.
Actually, the profile photos that were clicked on the most were close-ups of the face, where the woman is looking directly to the camera, or any basically pictures where she's making eye contact with the camera and she's smiling.
That's funny, because I would have thought physical attributes as opposed to like just the face making direct contact to the viewer, like the guy, wouldn't be as effective. I thought it'd be like something where a guy can go, well, she's quite hot, or I can see some of her skin, or she looks attractive, as opposed to her face, because looking at someone's face is so subjective.
Yeah.
Looking at a body, I think, is a bit less, because you've got more kind of attributes like nice bum, great legs. Whereas a face, sometimes you look at a face and just go no or yes. Faces can be a bit marmitey, can't they?
Which is probably what you should do anyway, just to be safe. Just like wear a mask, just to not like, you know, scare people away with the like intensity of your features.
Well, I used to have that bag, but then I blew away in the wind.
On that sad note, another track.
Take my destiny in my hands. It's been one big adventure since then.
I'ma be fine, divinely designed. My heart do the beating, but the blood ain't mine. My sense of time's intertwined deep with the great blacks. So standing in my corner ain't no way you can fake that. No way you can shake that. No way you can take that. I reckon that you pace back. I learn to embrace that. I'ma be fine, divinely designed. My heart do the beating, but the blood ain't mine. My sense of time's intertwined deep with the great blacks. That you could take that, I reckon you pace back or learn to embrace that. Gradually to drastically change been deep. I used to roam wild on a one-way street. My ethereal son just picked up my tambourine, put it on my head and he called me a queen. My direction has shifted from being ignorant and gifted, suicidal and explicit, to being humbly committed and prayerfully submissive to the source of all existence. I value my life more than ever, cause every day I live is here to get it all together again. My true friends, I love you, stay splendid. If your faith in me had ended, so would I stay alive. I'ma be fine, divinely designed. My heart do the beating, but the blood ain't mine. My sense of time's intertwined deep with the great blacks. And standing in my corner ain't no way you can fake that. No way you can shake that. No way you can take that. I reckon that you pace back or learn to embrace that. I'ma be fine, divinely designed. My heart do the beating, but the blood ain't mine. My sense of time's intertwined deep with the great blacks. And standing in my corner ain't way you could shake that, no way that you could take that. I reckon you pace back or learn to embrace that. Props infinite to poet past the week, funk monk, soul excavating brother number one for thoughts of love and guidance, third eye realignment. I know what it means to be dead out the body. The truth is here on earth now, and we created. The great ancestral force exists to resurrect us. The calling of the heart shows the deeds to be done, and the sun's there to guide us. Pattern of a soul can't be recreated with artificial means or the bribing of the pious. Investors striving for the highest should try the breathing exercise. I'ma be fine, divinely designed. My heart do the beating, but the blood ain't mine. My sense of time's intertwined deep with the great blacks. And standing in my corner ain't no way you can fake that. No way you can shake that. No way you can take that. I reckon that you pace back or learn to embrace that. I'ma be fine, divinely designed. My heart do the beating, but the blood ain't mine. My sense of time's intertwined deep with the great blacks. Standing in my corner ain't no way you can fake that. No way you can shake that. No way that you can take that. I reckon you pace back or learn to embrace that.
Goodbye. That was the Baker's Dozen. Unlucky for some, Friday the 13th. We have made 13 of these things. Hopefully we're going to be making another one.
If you haven't already,
subscribe.
Follow us on SoundCloud. You go on SoundCloud, you click follow. And we're on iTunes now, bishes. If you want to submit any tracks for our consideration, send them our way.
Definitely. We have no idea what we're going to speak in the next podcast.
See you next time.